starting a new life in Australia isn't easy.
A lot of companies have rejected me.
Sometimes I feel like, oh, I'm gonna quit, I've given up.
Work in Progress is a podcast to help skilled migrants rebuild their careers in a new country. You'll hear inspiring real-life stories, expert advice, and valuable tips to help you find a job and advance your career. Work in Progress. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to SBS News.
G'day, this is SBS News. Childcare centres allowed to close early to enable mandatory safety training. A new Metro Tunnel rail line opens in Melbourne, and in sport, North Melbourne wins the AFLW Grand Final for the second year running. Childcare centres across Australia will now be able to close early 5 days of the year for safety training as part of reforms to tighten regulation after recent scandals exposed gaps in the system. Federal Early Childhood Education Minister Jess Walsh says it's a sensible way to enable mandatory new training. And Nationals leader David Littleproud has backed the move, although both agreed it would be an inconvenience for parents. Amanda Rose, the founder of the consultancy group Western Sydney Women, told Channel 9 the government should allow retired childcare workers to return to work tax-free to increase the number of experienced staff.
And I would like to throw into the mix that they introduce the ability for people that are on a pension to be able to earn more money. So mature age women that want to earn a bit more money tax-free to go back into. So retired childcare professionals go back into the system, because having that maturity and that wisdom in a facility, they can spot signs and they can train up people and mentor people.
The government is also trialling the use of CCTV in centres and introducing a national register of childcare workers. Earlier this year, Melbourne childcare worker Joshua Brown, who worked at 24 centres, was charged with sexually abusing 8 children under the age of 2. Queensland Liberal National Party has claimed victory in the Hinchinbrook by-election in North Queensland, with a large swing against the incumbent Katter's Australia Party. With most of the first preferences counted, the LNP's Wade Chissy has more than 40% of the vote. The Katter Australian Party had 30% and One Nation just over 13%. The by-election was triggered by the resignation of Nick D'Ametto, who left Parliament to successfully contest the Townsville mayoral race. More than 200 firefighters are working to contain a massive blaze at a waste facility and factory in Sydney's west. A huge fireball erupted, sending flames up to 150 metres into the sky above the St Mary's site as flames took hold around 11 p.m. last night. A large chemical tank was also blown into the air. Fire Rescue New South Wales Commissioner Jeremy Futrell says firefighters have been doing an amazing job.
We've got 50 fire trucks here of various types. We've got lots of fire engines and other specialist vehicles. We've got 5 aerial appliances at work, and so they're the water towers working above and across the scene and putting large volumes of water onto the fire.
The cause of the fire is unknown, but it's expected to burn for most of the day. Thousands of people have paid their respects for the victims of an apartment complex fire in Hong Kong, marking the start of 3 days of official mourning. People gathered to lay flowers at a small park near the burnt remains of Wong Fo Court in Tai Po to honour at least 128 people killed when the fire broke out and spread to 7 towers. 40 people remain in hospital, 19 in a critical condition. Authorities have now arrested 11 people in connection to renovation work at the towers, with suggestions foam boards and bamboo scaffolding accelerated the fire spread. Tifa Cheng's mother lost her home in the blaze and says residents tried to warn authorities of the risk.
It's really frustrating because we felt something was wrong from the start, but it seemed no one listened to us. And now this incident has happened, costing the lives of residents. It's infuriating. For now, we'll wait for the neighbours to settle things. I don't know if there will be further investigations or follow-ups.
After more than a decade of planning and construction, Melbourne's $15 billion metro tunnel rail line opens today. The service will stop at five new underground stations that feature platform screen doors and shops. The 9-kilometre twin tunnels will open to limited services from today in an initial soft start, with train fanatics and curious locals queuing to ride its maiden trip. Let's go to sport now, and North Melbourne have won the AFLW Grand Final with a massive 40-point win over the Brisbane Lions, becoming the first team to win back-to-back premierships. Ash Riddell starred in the Kangaroos' 56-16 triumph at Melbourne's Icon Park with 39 disposals, the highest tally ever recorded in a season decider. It was North Melbourne's 27th consecutive win in a record-breaking streak, with the side unbeaten since losing the 2023 Grand Final to Brisbane. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is SBS News.
Starting a new life in Australia isn't easy.
A lot of companies have rejected me.
Sometimes I feel like, oh, I'm gonna quit, I've given up.
Work in Progress is a podcast to help skilled migrants rebuild their careers in a new country. You'll hear inspiring real-life stories, expert advice, and valuable tips to help you find a job and advance your career. Work in Progress. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.